Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to link with me and others across the airwaves as we join in the one mind, in the one presence, in the one power, the one spirit that we call God, the Beloved. And so my theme for our reflection this morning is yes and amen, taken from our closing song today. The quote I sent out yesterday by Edward Thorndike said, colors fade, temples crumble, empires fall, but wise words endure. My theme this morning is that I wanted to share with you the wise words that have served me, at least some of them, that have served me throughout my journey. Whenever I feel overwhelmed, whenever I feel a sense of loss or at a loss, whenever I feel that I'm not capable or able, there are always words that can comfort me, that can inspire me, that can uplift me. I've always recommended that everyone should have some affirmations or quotes or sacred texts that they can turn to and remind themselves of truth whenever the egoic nature takes over and they begin to slip back into the old story, the old narrative, the old nonsense that ego is so comfortable in. And so I want to share with you just five, and there are many, I had to whittle it down, five of my favorite quotes from the sacred text that I am most familiar with, which is the Bible. I'm familiar with other sacred texts, but this is the one that I have long been using. And there is truth to be found everywhere and anywhere. So I'm not holding this as to be the only truth or the only things of value. I'm simply sharing that these are the words that have served me over my time. Our sacred text says from 1 Peter 24-25, all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And so, my beloveds, this is my, I want to say top seven. But I'm sure there are going to be others that will come to me and I should have said this and I should have shared that and I should have told them. But for the time being, these are the top seven that I want to share. And if any of you wish to me to send them over to you, just ping me a text. I will be happy to do so. And always, because you know at every Sunday Soul and every 10 of 10, I always share number one, which is from Job 33:4, which simply says, it is the Spirit of God that has made me, the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Whenever my physical form starts to feel a little out of whack or not as it should, when my ego wants to take me into, oh, you're catching a cold, oh, you're going down with this, or oh, whatever it is, I bring myself back to this truth, that there is a presence, a power, a life force that is within me that animates in every cell and particle of my being, that is enlivening me, that is quickening me, that is restoring me if I need myself to return back to its perfect expression. I cannot emphasize it enough how important, maybe if there's only one quote you remember from the Bible, that this should be it. To remember who you are and whose you are. To remember that you are not just this little clod of ailments and wrapped up in skin and bone, but you are a divine being imbued with all that spirit is. That you are born for health and wholeness, even if appearances seem to contradict that truth. Come back to the remembrance of the words of Job. It is the Spirit of God that made you. It is the breath to which you cannot go without for more than a few moments that is giving you life, that is energizing, restoring, and replenishing you. My second quote is from 1 Peter 5, verse 7, and it says, cast your anxieties upon him, for he cares for you. At this moment in time, and when I have finished, I will share with you, there are some challenges that I am going through. And when I feel overwrought with it, and when I feel as if I have no way out, or I don't know what to do, I come back to this remembrance. That if I surrender them to the divine, if I let go, if I can trust, there is that within me and around me that loves, that cares, that is supporting me. I am always underneath are the everlasting arms. Always I am cared for and I am loved. Even if I do not have that outward support from physically in the world of form, even if I do not have that support from parents or spouses or friends, this quote, this sacred word, this text continuously reminds me I'm not alone in it. Always God's got my back. My third uplifting, calming, comforting quote is from Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. I know I have preached on this quote before. It is so powerful and such a great reminder that in all things we need patience. Things do not happen according to our 24/7 that we need it to happen in. I am an absolute believer that divine order is always in order, that divine timing is always on time. And in spite of how worrisome or how upsetting or how disturbing or distressing it may be, because it's not happening in my time frame, as long as I'm patient, as long as I don't lose heart, as long as I keep trusting, God will and does embolden me. God gives me what I need to keep on keeping on. It is not easy. I get that. Our little human nature wants what we want when we want it. But the sacred text reminds us, be patient, be courageous. God is emboldening your heart to give you what you need when you need it. My fourth sacred words is from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. These words I have around in the kitchen, in my bedroom. Because even though there are times when I forget there is a purpose for my life, as there is for all of our lives, that there are plans that I have no idea or knowledge of that is still waiting to unfold, whatever it is that God has put upon my heart to do, these are not things that are to my detriment. These are things that is to prosper me, to bless me, to allow me to realize all the good, or as Jesus said, to realize the kingdom of God that is right at hand. There are times when we will all face trials and tribulations and dilemmas and doubts. But when we remember the words of Jeremiah, that God knows what it is for our life, what the plans are for our lives, and that she will never fail us or leave us or let us go, we can rest in that assurance. We can be comforted as we trust and we surrender. Number 5, Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Often, I have to remind myself when the noise in my head gets too much, when the ego is replaying its tired old tunes, its old stories, its old narratives, when it starts with its vain imaginings and projecting and conjuring up all manner of things it's thinking could happen, may happen. I need to remind myself to be still, to come back and align myself with the truth that right where I am, God is. The Spirit that knows all things, that can do all things, that can heal, that can replenish, that can bless. Only as I come back into that stillness, only as I realign myself, only as I orientate myself to my true identity, can I find the peace? Can I find the stillness? Can I find that which makes my heart rest? My sixth verse is from Luke 12:32. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The Bible also says that God is no respecter of persons. God doesn't play favorites. And when I hear things that, statements or songs that talk about how God will bless you if you do X, Y, and Z, I laugh and scoff. Because it is God's good pleasure to give each and every one of us the blessings of life itself. There aren't some that are more blessed or favored than others. It simply is there are some that understand the universal laws and principles and know how to utilize them. That is not God playing favorite. That is simply some people knowing and of an awareness of how to be, how to express, how to think, how to believe, how to speak in alignment with the truth of their being. God's good pleasure to give each and every one of us that kingdom that contains all joy, all happiness, all health, all abundance, all peace. Jesus said that God makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust, meaning that God isn't judging us. Our actions may judge us because our actions carry consequences. And so, beloved, my final sacred text I want to share is from 2 Corinthians 5:7, which simply says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." You see, the one thing, there's more than one thing, but the one thing I want to emphasize is that no one can give you your faith. You yourself have got to strengthen. You yourself have got to grow it. You yourself have got to continuously work on improving on it. And whilst there is no set way of doing that, and each will find their own way, it's a recognition that as we walk by faith, we can ignore the appearances. We can ignore that is contradicting it. We can ignore anything and everything that looks to the contrary. Because we recognize that as we are walking by faith, we have to look beyond appearances to remember who we are and whose we are. We have to look beyond appearances to come back to the truth that I and my Father are one. We have to look beyond appearances and come back to the remembrance it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It is to look beyond the appearances and to remember that we are to wait and be of good courage. It is to look beyond appearances and know that God has plans for us to prosper us and to give us a future. It is to look beyond the appearances and know that it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is to look beyond the appearances and know that as we cast all our cares and anxieties upon Him, that truly our God is giving us the peace we desire. My beloved, when we know that there is something within these words that can strengthen us in our time of need, that can embolden us and encourage us, then it is beholden on us to take these words into our heart and remember them. Our teacher said we will not leave us comfortless, and that heaven and earth will pass away, but the words, these words, abideth forever. As our opening quote said, Yehuda Berg says, words have energy and power, and with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. I think you recognize that these words that I have shared with you this morning are words that truly can heal, that can empower, that can enliven, that can inspire you. My poem this morning is from Sanoba Khan, who said, words are powerful forces of nature. They are destruction. They are nourishment. They are flesh. They are water. They are flowers and bone. They burn. They cleanse. They erase. They etch. They can either leave you feeling homeless or brimming with home. I believe these words are brimming with power and with truth and with life. And I urge you that to take one, if not all of them, to heart and allow yourselves to commit them to memory so that in your time of need, you know you are not alone. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Yea and Amen. The first quote comes from Rahman Baba, who says, constantly revolving, worldly things and norms ever are dissolving into other forms. This morning's Science of Mind was written by Ernest Holmes, who says, to believe that one is continuously guided in his acts by a supreme intelligence is a better state of mind and more productive of good than to believe that one is subject to the caprice of fate. Our fate is within our own minds. Destiny is but the objective manifestation of mental states. Success and failure are not things of themselves. They are simply modes of expressing the original thing, though they should be daily directed and consciously controlled. It is written that God's words are yea and amen, which means that the infinite does not argue, but meets every man's approach directly, always responding by acquiescence to man's thought. The physical scientist readily acknowledges a reign of law. The forces of nature are not coerced, they are directed. So the powers of mind and spirit need not be commanded, but commandeered. They are not reluctant, they are willing. The universal flow is forever taking place. The turning of this flow into the channels of constructive thought is an individual act. The simplest approach is always the most direct. Believe and it shall be done. Accept and let it be done. Convince the mind and no longer deny the greater possibility. Act as though I am and I will be. We must abandon our ideas to the supreme cause and wait for the harvest time with joyous expectancy. We are chemists in the laboratory of the infinite. What shall we produce? That is from Living Without Fear, pages 68 to 69, written in 1962. You see, I believe that we can adhere to what Ernest is saying as we embody certain quotes and reminders to uplift and to inspire us. And so my story is something I came across on Instagram this week, and I wanted to share because it's so beautiful. The story goes that a husband and wife were invited to spend the weekend at the husband's employer's home. The wife was nervous about the weekend. The boss was very wealthy with a fine home on the waterway and cars costing more than her house. The first day and evening went well, and she was delighted to have this rare glimpse into how the very wealthy live. The husband's employer was quite generous as a host and took them to the finest restaurants. The wife knew she would never have this opportunity to indulge in this kind of extravagance again. So she was enjoying herself immensely. As the three of them were about to enter an exclusive restaurant that evening, the boss was walking slightly ahead of her and her husband. He stopped suddenly, looking down on the pavement for a long, silent moment. The wife wondered if she was supposed to pass him. There was nothing on the ground except a single darkened penny that someone had dropped and a few cigarette butts. Still silent, the man reached down and picked up the penny. He held it up and smiled, then put it in his pocket as if he had found a great treasure. How absurd. What did this man have for a single penny? Why would he even take the time to stop and pick it up? Throughout the dinner, the entire scene nagged at her. Finally, she could stand it no longer. She casually mentioned that her daughter once had a coin collection and asked if the penny he found had been of some value. A smile crept across the man's face as he reached into his pocket for the penny and held her out to see. She had seen many pennies before. What was the point of this? Look at it, he said. Read what it says. She read the words, United States of America. No, not that. Read further. 1 cent. No, keep reading. In God we trust. Yes. And? And if I trust in God, the name of God is holy, even on a coin. Wherever I find a coin, I see that inscription. It is written on every single United States coin, but we never seem to notice it. God drops a message right in front of me, telling me to trust in him. Who am I to pass it by? When I see a coin, I pray. I stop to see if my trust is in God at that moment. I pick up the coin as a response to God that I do trust in him. For a short time, at least, I cherish it as if it were gold. I think it is gold. I think it is God's way of starting a conversation with me. Lucky for me, God is patient and pennies are plentiful. What a beautiful little story. Those simple words that, at least one of the nicest things about the United States is that they have on their currency, in God we trust. And if you use that as your affirmation, as your sacred words to hold in your heart, in times of need, in times of distress, come back to this truth. In God we trust. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. Bring in our attention to our breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, as I shared my first sacred quote with you, it is the Spirit of God that has made us, it is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. In, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath, I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in sacred words. And as I breathe out, this is my breath as I trust in God. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in sacred words. Exhale. This is my breath as I trust in God. Sacred words. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Take a moment to be intentional for your week ahead. To see in your mind's eye that which you wish to be, do, have, achieve, or accomplish. Always as we are visualizing, we are holding the feeling component of what it feels like to have seen and achieved whatever it is. Thank you. deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. You know that God is spirit, the life force, the energy that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine beloved, ground of being, infinite intelligence, thou who art the absolute mystery, as we consciously come into your presence this moment. Surrendering all our concerns, all our fears, all our doubts, all our worries. And knowing that always, whatever it is we are facing or going through, that your words abide forever. That we can take one and let it embolden our heart. That we can be comforted and strengthened and empowered as we remember your sacred words. In whichever way, shape, or form, or however we find it. Let it remind us that we are yours, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, that your words abide forever. Let us come back to the remembrance that you are the Alpha and the Omega, that which is, was, and yet to come. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we remember in our hearts all the sacred words, let us be open to hear even now what you may be speaking to us, what you may be revealing to us that will bless and enhance our lives. There is so much that is happening across our world at this time. Too much to even mention individually. But simply to say we know that you know what is happening. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For whether it's for the healing of individuals of their physical forms, of their mental anguish, of their financial situation, of their emotional upheaval, whether it be for our planet, for the oceans, for the fields, for the Amazons, for the forests, for the land, for the waters, we know that you, only you, can touch the hearts and minds of all of us, that we will do our part to save our planet for everything that is happening at this time, for the leaders of our world. Touch their hearts and minds that they may come back to the remembrance that they are elected to serve the people. Let integrity and truth abide in their hearts, their minds, their consciousness. And that all world leaders will remember that we are one kind, humankind. That we all come from you and to you we shall all return. It doesn't matter our color, our race, our sexual orientation, our religion, or anything else that man seeks to see what divides us as opposed to seeing what unifies us, which is your spirit, your love, your presence. For anything I know I have failed not, but I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless us with. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Yea and amen. Take a deep breath in. And now let's do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that uplift and are positive. drop your hands to your sides, palms down, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbow, make small circles with your wrist, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones. And repeat after me our reading, our affirmation from our Science of Mind reading. The Spirit gently leads me.
The Spirit gently leads me.
Wisely counsels me.
Wisely counsels me.
Now, Buddhist meditation. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word, or deed.
In thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. And now, prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
Expressing unceasingly.
And so, my beloveds, as we're coming towards the end of today's Sunday Soul, our rumination, our Rumi quote, raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. My closing benediction for you. May you go. Divine Mother of all beings, great Goddess of compassion and mercy, may my heart be at home to you like the island in the sea. May I feel your presence guiding me in fear and rage. May the strength and balance of your graceful body be mine when I need them. And may I walk in your Bodhisattva way with trust and gladness, beyond time, beyond the end, beyond the beginning. That is for Kuan Yin. So, my beloved, I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, our 10 minutes of prayer. And my closing song for you today is entitled Yes and Amen by A Jesus Church. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A Jesus Church and Yes and Amen. My beloved, I wish you a very happy and glorious Sunday, even though it's not that sunny out there. Be well, be safe. God bless.